Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON. Translate. Translate what I just said. Chapter 14, text 26. Manchaya vyabhicharena.
Manchaya vyabhicharena.
Bhakti yogena sevate.
Bhakti yogena sevate.
Sagunan samatityaitan.
Sagunan samatityaitan.
Brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
Brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
Тот, кто целиком посвящает себя преданному служению, непоколебимым при любых обстоятельствах, сразу же поднимается над гунами материальной природы и так достигает уровня брахмана. Комментарий о божественной милости Бхактивиданты Свами Прабхупады. Этот стих является ответом на третий вопрос Арджуны: какими средствами можно достичь трансцендентного положения? Как объяснялось ранее, материальный мир действует под влиянием гун материальной природы. Человека не должна беспокоить деятельность гун природы. Вместо того, чтобы занимать ею свое сознание, он может переключить его на деятельность, связанную с Кришной. Такая деятельность называется бхакти-йога, постоянная деятельность для Кришны. Это включает в себя не только Кришну, но также различные его полные экспансии, такие как Рама и Нараяна. Он имеет бесчисленное множество экспансий. Занятый служением любой из форм Кришны или его полной экспансии считается находящимся в трансцендентном положении. Необходимо также заметить, что все формы Кришны полностью трансцендентны, полны блаженства, знания и вечны. Такие личностные экспансии Господа всемогущий и сведущий и обладают всеми трансцендентными качествами. Итак, если человек с непоколебимой решимостью отдает себя служению Кришне или его полным экспансиям, то, невзирая на сложность преодоления гун материальной природы, он с легкостью сделает это. Это уже объяснялось в 7 главе. Тот, кто вручает себя Кришне, немедленно освобождается от влияния гун материальной природы. Обрести сознание Кришны или посвятить себя преданному служению означает приобрести равенство с Кришной. Господь говорит, что его природа вечна, исполнена блаженства и знания, а живые существа – неотъемлемые частички Всевышнего Господа. Подобно тому, как частички золота – часть золотоносного рудника. Поэтому живое существо в его духовном положении качественно равно Кришне. Оно, однако, считается отделенной от Кришны личностью, иначе не может быть бхакти-йоги. Бхакти-йога означает, что есть Господь, есть преданные, и между ними существуют взаимные любовные отношения. Поэтому индивидуальность обоих верховной божественной личности и бхакти остается всегда. Иначе нет смысла в бхакти-йоге. Если живое существо не находится в таком же трансцендентном положении, как Господь, оно не сможет служить Всевышнему Господу. Чтобы стать личным слугой какого-нибудь царя, человек должен обрести для этого соответствующую квалификацию. Таким образом, требуемая квалификация состоит в том, чтобы стать брахманом, то есть освободиться от всякой материальной скверны. В ведической литературе говорится «брахмавасан, брахмапити». Можно достичь высшего брахмана, если самому стать брахманом. Это означает, что нужно приобрести качество...
Браман.
Саму стать брахманом.
Не брахмана, браман.
Это означает, что...
Брахмана means who is a brahmana. There's difference.
Можно достичь высшего брахмана, если самому стать
брахман.
Самому стать брахманом.
Not brahman. Brahman.
Это означает, что нужно приобрести качественное единство с брахманом. Достигнув брахмана, человек не теряет своей вечной личности, будучи индивидуальной душой.
This is a very important verse which Srila Prabhupada has quoted many, many times in his preaching. How to come to the transcendental position? How to get beyond the three modes of material nature? The answer is given in this verse. One should perform devotional service to Krishna without any personal motivation or any deviation. As Prabhupada writes in the purport, always acting for Krishna. And what is the result of always acting for Krishna? One crosses over the modes of material nature. Very simple, very straightforward, very clear. No problem at all, no difficulty. As Prabhupada often used to say, what is the difficulty? And if you think about it, there is no difficulty to serve Krishna. There's no difficulty to chant Hare Krishna. There's no difficulty to engage in Krishna's service. The only difficulty is in our own mind, because we are trying to enjoy the three modes of material nature and at the same time be devotees of Krishna. It doesn't work. It's like trying to mix oil and water. The two things are of different qualities. Krishna consciousness is quite different from Maya. One who becomes Krishna conscious, he becomes blissful. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na shochati na kangshati samasarveshu bhuteshu nan bhaktim labhate param. This is a similar verse, that one who comes to the transcendental platform, he's always joyful. Na shochati, he doesn't lament, and he doesn't desire anything. He has no material hankering or lamentation. Hankering and lamentations are symptoms of material consciousness. A person in material consciousness is always hankering and lamenting. He's always hankering. In other words, he's always thinking, I'd like to get stuff. I'd like to get more money. I'd like to get this. Always wanting something, some material desire. And lamenting for that which he has lost. Oh, when I was young, I used to enjoy life so much. But a person on the transcendental platform, he does not have any material desire. Therefore, he's always happy. As long as we have material desires, we can never be happy. But as soon as we give up all material desires and simply think how to serve Krishna without any personal motivation, then we become happy. How to be happy? We can tell. In one line, we can serve Krishna without any personal desire. People are going through so many difficulties, taking so many problems on their heads just for the sake of becoming happy. But they never become happy because they don't know how to get happiness. They're making so much endeavor that it's all in the wrong direction. This is called, in English, barking up the wrong tree. Barking up the wrong tree. I'll explain it. One second. Okay, so a dog is chasing a cat, right? And the cat goes into the forest and runs up a tree. So the dog runs into the forest and stands at the bottom of the tree and is furiously barking. The only thing is, the cat's not in that tree, the cat's in another tree. So like that, materialistic people, they are very seriously endeavoring how to become happy. But they got the wrong tree. However much they bark, no cat is going to come out of the tree. No happiness is going to come out. All their endeavor is in the wrong place. So a little endeavor in Krishna consciousness, you automatically become very happy. Because you're doing the right thing to become happy, which is to serve Krishna. Because we are not these bodies, we are eternal spirit souls. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. We are his eternal servant. Therefore, if we serve him, naturally we become happy. And if we don't serve him, then naturally we become unhappy. It's very simple. You don't have to have a PhD in philosophy to understand. Just a little common sense. Unfortunately, due to the influence of Maya, 99.9% of the population don't have any basic common sense. Even though they see no one is happy by materialistic life, they follow the same path, as if they can become happy. But no one has ever become happy by pursuing material life, nor can anyone become happy. It's impossible. It's like some horses are here, out here. It's like hoping that the horses will lay some eggs. It's like hoping for the horses to lay some eggs. A chicken lays eggs, a horse doesn't. The horse doesn't. If you hope the horse will lay some eggs, the horse lays big lumps of dung, but not eggs. You'll never get horse's eggs, and you'll never get material happiness. What could you think would make you happy? Imagine if you were given the offer, whatever you want in this material world, take it. Imagine if you were offered whatever you want in this material world, take it. Sometimes they have stories like that, just like Aladdin and the Alauddin and the magic lamp, where he rubbed the lamp and the jinn came out, and he said, whatever desire you have, I will fulfill for you. So imagine you got Aladdin's lamp. Whatever you want in the material world, you can have. Money! Dinghy! Beautiful women! People will come and sing my glories. Whatever you want, you can have it. But will it make you happy? We see many people in this world who are very famous. They have a lot of money, they're very good looking, and not happy in the slightest. So many cases. There's a famous film actress in America, Marilyn Monroe. Very beautiful. She had all the big politicians in America were after her like dogs. Lots of money. She committed suicide. Recently also that Jacqueline Kennedy, she was another big famous prostitute. You are lucky in Russia, you don't see all these garbage things in the newspaper. She was married to John F. Kennedy, President of America, most powerful person in the world, till he was shot dead one day. Until he was shot dead one day.
Shot dead?
Shot dead. So she lost her husband. Then she married one of the richest men in the world. And eventually she grew old and all her beauty went away and she died. So where is the happiness in this material world? Even if you see people who are supposed to be happy, they're not happy. And they have to die. You may be Jacqueline Kennedy now and then next life a dog or a cat. So you can't maintain that position. Jukhalayam ashashvatam. This material world is certified as a place full of miseries. And even if you think you are very happy, you can't stay in that position, you'll be kicked out. So real happiness is nothing to do with this material world. Real happiness means to become Krishna conscious. And you can see which devotees are making advancement in Krishna consciousness. They're happy. That's the first symptom. They're not miserable. They're enthusiastically engaged in Krishna's service. This is self-realization. Self-realization doesn't mean that fire comes out of your head or that you talk all nonsense which no one can understand. Self-realization means to enthusiastically engage in Krishna's service. Because you understand what the self is. The self is not this body. The self is part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Self. And the duty of the self is to serve the Supreme Self, Krishna. And when you realize that, then you do it. You don't just sit around and talk about it, you do it. By cleaning the pots, cleaning the floor for Krishna, going out and distributing Krishna book, engaging in all kinds of services to Krishna, in cooperation with all the other devotees who are doing the same thing. And this is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means the spiritual world where there is no anxiety. Why is there no anxiety in the spiritual world? Because everyone cooperates to serve Krishna. No one is competing with each other. Everyone is helping everyone else to serve Krishna. And everyone is ecstatic. And Krishna is very pleased to see his devotees cooperating together to serve Krishna. And if you're not on that platform, then you can't enter into the spiritual world. Here, the word is given, avyavicharena, means undivided devotional service. There are different words for pure devotional service which convey the same meaning. Here we have avyavicharini bhakti, which means undivided attention in devotional service. There are other terms also, like kevala bhakti, we sing every day, Shri Guru Charana Padma, keval bhakti sadhana. Keval bhakti, keval means only. So it means someone who engages only in devotional service with no other motive. Ekanishta bhakti means our faith, our determination is only in devotional service to Krishna. Ekanta bhakti conveys the same point. Shuddha bhakti, pure, means pure devotional service, means the same thing. No contamination of karma, jnana or yoga. So this is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Very simple. And if we do it, we'll get the result. And if we don't do it, we'll get a different result. If we engage in Krishna's service without any material desires, then we become ecstatic. And if we don't engage in Krishna's service, then we don't become ecstatic, we remain miserable. And even if we engage in Krishna's service, but we have so many material desires, then still we won't become ecstatic. If we have our own program, separate from Krishna's program, but we try to make a show of serving Krishna, we won't become ecstatic in devotional service. So I'm just telling you, on the basis of the Vedic literatures, this is not only what I'm saying, but all the great acharyas, and of course Krishna, who is God himself, is also saying. But you can find out for yourself. You can see. You do and see yourself. You try and see. What is the difference? Serving Krishna without any desires and doing anything else. And if you find out that if you serve Krishna without any material desires, then you become blissful and ecstatic. And if you don't, you don't. So now it's time for arati. So we should have arati. Chant Hare Krishna. Dance.